Now, as I said, we will hear this particular melody 5 times, each time a different text, a text appropriate to that portion of the Passion, and each time a different key area. And again, I wish we had time. Please remember, spending 3 hours on the St. Matthew Passion is a ridiculous act. It's like trying to condense Tolstoy's War and Peace into a 2-minute synopsis. It's an act sure to fail unless we keep in mind that we're simply picking at certain aspects. For example, we could simply talk about the key areas that Bach chooses to bring this Passion chorale back in, and talk about the allegory created symbolically by the key areas he chooses and how that corresponds allegorically to aspects of the Passion story. I mean, there's a million different directions we can take. It's an extraordinarily complex work. It comes back, well, first we heard it as number 21. Then we will hear this as number 23, number 53, number 63, and number 72. It is a gorgeous and favorite melody of Bach's, and it will act like a huge unifying ritornello theme, returning as it does across the great span of the work. Listen to it again, please. The internal form of this chorale is typical of the Lutheran Church chorales, AAB, like the internal form, for example, of Wacket auf, ruft uns die Stimme, that we studied apropos of Cantata No. 140.